So he came to a Samaritan city called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired out by his journey, was sitting by the well. It was about noon. A Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone to the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria?" Jews do not share things in common with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have no bucket, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us the well, and with his sons and his flocks drank from it?" Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water, gushing up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come back." The woman answered him, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You are right in saying, 'I have no husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you say that the place where people must worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father seeks such as these to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will proclaim all things to us." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one who is speaking to you." Just then his disciples came. They were astonished that he was speaking with a woman. But no one said, "What do you want?" or "Why are you speaking with her?" Then the woman left her water jar and went back to the city. She said to the people, "Come and see a man who told me everything I have ever done. He cannot be the Messiah, can he?" They left the city and were on their way to him. This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There's a woman here who's got a history. Things that are done, things that are left undone. Some things are good, some things aren't so good. Guilts, regrets, fears, wounds, sorrows, secrets too. This is a woman with a past. But if we look at the history of this text, listen to the interpretations, try and understand it, we will see that this woman's past is generally seen as being one of promiscuity. She's had 5 husbands. Now she's living unmarried with a 6th man. She's looked at, but she's not seen. She's labelled, but she's got no name. She remains unknown to everyone. Everyone that is, except Jesus. How easily we forget that women of her day had very little choice or control over their own lives. If she was divorced, it was because she was divorced by a man. She had no right of divorce. That was exclusively the right of a man. Maybe it was just a divorce, but often it wasn't. If she's not divorced, then we could assume that she suffered the death of 5 husbands. 5 times this woman has been left alone. 5 times she's been nameless, she's been faceless, she's been of no value at all. 5 times she's had to start over and over again. Maybe some of those men divorced her. Maybe some of them died. We don't know. Either one, divorce or death, is a tragedy for life. So let's not be too quick to judge. We don't know the details of this woman's past. Maybe we don't need to. Maybe it's enough that she mirrors for us our own lives. We too, all of us here today, we're people with a past. We're people with a history. We're all Samaritan women. We're all Samaritan people. I think we've all known what it's like to be rejected, unloved, had to start again. But people like this woman, people like us, people with a past, often live in fear of being found out. It's not just the fear that somebody else is going to know the truth about us. We fear facts about ourselves being revealed. We don't want other people to know things about us. But people will find out things about us without really seeing us. And people find out things about us and then they tend to judge us. But they do it without really knowing us. We all want to be seen. We want to be known. We want to be upheld. We also want to be known at a deep, intimate kind of level. We want to pour out our lives to God, who is the one who knows us completely. We want to let other people drink from the depths of our being. And that's exactly what Jesus says of this woman with a past when he says to her, "Please give me a drink." It's the invitation to allow this woman to let herself be known. If you're someone who's known, you're loved. You're appreciated. To be loved by other people is to be known. But to be found out, however, without being known, leaves us dry. It leaves us desolate. It leaves us to live a dehydrated life. We're always looking for something else, something different, but we always come back to the same old wells to be refreshed. We like wells. We all go down to some well to find peace, to be refreshed. For some, like that woman from Samaria, it's the marriage well. For others, it could be the well of perfectionism. Some go to the well of hiding or isolation or self-control. Too many people drink from the wells of addiction. Many of us live at the well of busyness and denial. It's not a healthy place. It's not the place we want to drink from. But I think we could each name the wells from which we drink. Is it busyness? Is it addiction? Is it something else? Day after day, month after month, we go to the same well to drink. We arrive at the well hoping that our thirst will be quenched. But we leave as thirsty as when we arrived, only to come back again and again the next day and so on. For too long, we've drunk from the well that never satisfies, the well that can never satisfy. Husband after husband, this is the well to which the Samaritan woman returned again and again. But there's hope. There's another well, and this is the well of Jesus. This is the well that washes us clean of our past. This is the well from which new life and new possibilities spring forth. Jesus is the well who frees us. He takes from us the patterns, the habits that kept us from living as thirsty people, and he reshapes us, he reforms us into something new. And that's the well that the woman in today's gospel found. She was setting out in the heat of the day, going to the same old well that she'd gone to for years. That was the well that her ancestors probably drank from. But today is different. Today she meets Jesus and he holds before her two realities of life. The reality of what her life is and the reality of what her life is. Could be. He brings her past to the light of that scorching sun of noonday. You've had five husbands, Jesus said, and the one you have now is not your husband. It's not a state of condemnation. Jesus is simply stating what is. He tells her everything she's ever done. She's been found out. But she takes no condemnation because it doesn't end there. Jesus is more interested in her future than he is in her past. In the same way, Jesus cares more about our future than our past. He wants to satisfy her thirst more than he wants to judge her history. Jesus doesn't want to judge our history. He wants to satisfy our thirst. He knows her. He knows us. He sees beyond her past. He sees a woman dying of thirst. Perhaps Jesus sees all of us dying of thirst, people who are needing that clean living water, people who need to be accepted. We're people who want to be included. We're people who want to be forgiven. We want to be known. That woman's thirst will never be quenched by the external walls of life. But neither will our thirst be quenched either, because Jesus says that. Everyone who drinks of this water, he says, is going to be thirsty again. But those who drink of the water that I will give them won't be thirsty. This is the living water of new life, new possibilities. This is the water of freedom from the past. This is living water that is my own life, Jesus says. And that became in the Samaritan woman a spring of living water, gushing up to eternal life. She looked within herself. She discovered within herself that well. That well that she was not drinking from. And in an act of extreme boldness, she possibly left her water jar behind. She becomes the well into which the life of Jesus flows. But it's not enough for us to hear her story. It's not enough for us to believe her testimony. Until we come to the well with which Jesus will refresh us, we will continue returning to the dry wells of our lives. We'll continue to be people who are really thirsty. We'll continue to live in fear of being found out. What wells do you drink from? How much longer are you going to carry your water jars? How much longer are you going to take them up to the well? Now is the time to set them aside. Now's the time to be free, because there is another well. This is the well that promises life. This is the well that promises the life by which we are known and we are each loved. This is a new well, and it invites us to approach. Come to the well of Jesus. Come to the well of Christ's love. Come to the well of Christ's presence that is already inside each of us. Come to the well that is Jesus himself. And don't starve. Drink deeply. Drink deeply and be refreshed. Drink deeply from Jesus. Drink deeply until you become the one you have. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're going to stand now.